In our last session, we discussed the importance of forgiveness as we seek to be more loving. Let us continue to discuss how we go about forgiving and seeking forgiveness. Firstly, we take the matter to the Lord in prayer, a good way to start in any difficult situation. Secondly, at the same time, we take a definite decision to be loving and to be forgiving. We remember that love is a decision and a behaviour, not a feeling. So we don't wait until we feel forgiving before we forgive and behave accordingly. We confess our faults to the Lord in repentance and ask for his help to bridge the gap. Thirdly, under the guidance of God's word, we begin the work of healing the breach. How can we be forgiving if we don't feel forgiving? Firstly, we can ask ourselves the question, how would I behave towards this person if I really felt loving towards them and wanted to act in love towards them? We then proceed to act as if we were loving and forgiving, whether we feel like it or not. The feeling will come later. The loving actions must come first. Sometimes it is helpful to have an intermediary, a go-between, in difficult situations where there has been a breakdown in a relationship, a mutual friend or Christian counsellor or minister. Another course which can be very effective and which is not as widely used as it could be is to write a letter. In a letter we can carefully construct what we want to say and make it so warm, friendly and loving. We can write a draft and edit it a number of times until we have it right. In some circumstances, we can get a Christian counsellor or other specialist to look it over and offer suggestions for making the letter more effective. Very few people can resist a loving letter. It is usually something they treasure deeply and respond to positively. If our first letter does not bring immediate results, or even if it should produce no result, or even a negative response, we need not take this as defeat. We can allow some time to pass and write again, and again, and again. If we continue in love and continue in prayer, we can trust God to melt the hardest heart. And while we are doing this, we are being loving. We are being obedient to God. Our conscience is clear. We are not harboring a grudge. And God will forgive us and open the doors of his kingdom to us. This is a good time to remind ourselves of what the word of God says about love through Paul in 1 Corinthians 13. Love is very patient and kind, never jealous or envious, never boastful or proud, never haughty or selfish or rude. Love does not demand its own way. It is not irritable or touchy. It does not hold grudges and will hardly even notice when others do it wrong. It is never glad about injustice but rejoices whenever truth wins out. If you love someone, you will be loyal to him no matter what the cost. You will always believe in him, always expect the best of him, and always stand your ground in defending him. Since we are to be loving towards everyone, whether we like what they do or not, then we need to be careful also that what we say about others is not unloving. As Paul writes in his letter to Titus, believers must not speak evil of anyone, nor quarrel, but be gentle and truly courteous to all. And in Colossians 3:11, be gentle and ready to forgive. Never hold grudges. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Most of all, let love guide your life. As we come toward the end of this series of talks, I propose to review some of the things we can do in our everyday lives to make them more loving. One of the most loving things we can do for other people is to encourage them and to build them up, to edify them, as the Bible says. There are so many ways in which we can do this, such as we can actively look for opportunities to compliment people and to positively reinforce them. Every time we meet someone or talk to them, we can make it a practice to say something which is complimentary, encouraging and edifying. If someone else expresses appreciation for someone we know, we can pass this on to them, and we can tell others how much we appreciate a person. On the other hand, if we know of things which are not really acceptable about other people, we can refrain from mentioning them and discussing them. We can refrain from criticizing them and from gossiping about them. This is not loving and is strictly forbidden in the Bible.